Guess I'll just start talking.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thursday night, we came out to do praise team practice, and one of the songs that we're learning is from All Sons and Daughters, and it's called Great Are You, Lord, and I think we sang it last Sunday with the CD, and part of it is, it goes on to say that we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. That we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise to you. And I came home with that song in my heart, and the next morning I woke up with it on my heart. And the great are you, Lord part, I can't remember where that fits in, but that's the word, that's what I got. Great are you, Lord. And the word kept resonating, great. And I thought, how are we supposed to live in this society today if we don't know how great God is? So I decided I was going to go on a little adventure and look it up. So I took out the Webster's Dictionary, and it's rather boring. Great is of much more than ordinary size. And then I add, like a candy bar, king size. It's much more than the average. How about supersizing it? Most important, main relationship, or a generation, relationship once removed would be a great grandfather or a great aunt, but that's not the kind of great we want. So I went into the concordance, and they have a lot to say about great. It's being skillful, being excellent, being fine, a distinguished person, a master. Then it goes into the exceedingly, abundantly, great, as in an older sense, a man of greatness. He can be high, long, loud, mighty, more, much. And then you can add fully, greatly, enough. He's sufficient. He gives increase. Too much. Very much. Multiply. Wow. Plenteous. And then I was thinking of all the greats. You know, he's got those big monsters that were in the sea. Why wouldn't he? He's great. He likes things big and bold and exuberant and extravagant. So then I found some scriptures, too, that described him. When Jesus came in Luke 1:32, the word says he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. So this great is greater than the great in our dictionary. It's a great that only heaven can fill. And will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He is king. And then Psalm 95:3, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. We have to get him in his rightful place in our lives. And then in Titus 2:13, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Luke, Jesus was called a great prophet. In Hebrews, he is the great high priest. In Hebrews 13:20, he is that great shepherd that just herded his sheep into their chairs. That's supposed to be a joke. He is the great shepherd. He's our shepherd.
Yes, he is.
And Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. So we are to praise him and worship him, and that's how we get above our circumstances. That's how we make him great, is to praise him and worship him. Oh Lord, how great are your works, in Psalm 92. Oh Lord, my God, you are very great, in Psalm 104. And Lamentations, great is your faithfulness. So I'm going to finish with Ephesians 3, verse 20. This is a promise for everybody. And when you start exalting him into the place that he needs to be, he says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's in you and you and you and you and you, Shelley. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen." Make God great in your life. Exalt him to the place he needs to be. And he's going to do exceedingly abundantly in your life. Amen.
Amen.